Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Did you know Toyota of Brookhaven has sold more new vehicles the last 2 years than any other dealership in Southwest Mississippi? Come see why. Exit 40 Brookhaven or online at toyotabrookhaven.com. Great service, great savings. At Toyota of Brookhaven, we deliver.
I'm Steve Azar, and I'm on the other side of the microphone, meaning I'm asking the questions this time, and oh, have mercy for the airwaves. I spent 20 years in Music City, wrote and made some hits, traveled the world, and then moved my family back to the birthplace of American music and where the magnolia trees prosper. And now every time I put my feet on Mississippi soil, when I'm off the road, well, I'm at peace. On this show, it's all about hearing the story straight from the mouths of the friends I've made along the way, their journey to success. Heck, there might be someone on, I don't even know, but you know how us Mississippi types are. We tend to take well to new company. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them. I'm Steve Azar.
It's just like that muddy river, moving slow. Ain't no worries, it's how life goes, baby. In a Mississippi Minute.
Hey folks, time for another In a Mississippi Minute. Grateful for you tuning in. I'm Steve Azar here on Super Talk Mississippi. Excited as always about my guests, but today really excited because I may get some skinny on my mom's family that maybe nobody's ever told me about in Clarksdale per one of our guests. Before we go there, visit Mississippi.org. You know, our dear friend Morgan Freeman, man, the Ground Zero Blues Club, Howard Stovall and them over there have created Ground Zero for legitimately for our blues world, the Delta Blues Museum. Go to visit Mississippi.org in Clarksdale. Okay, my first guest, a native of Clarksdale, is a heck of an author, public speaker, a former dean of Ole Miss. He left home in 1968 for college at Ole Miss with intentions of becoming a lawyer. Soon after his arrival, he realized that he wanted to pursue a career in higher education and his eye on becoming the dean. After graduation, he returned home to teach high school and eventually made his way back to Ole Miss, where he became the dean of students in 2000. During his time as dean, he navigated intricate battles for freedom of expression on campus. He guided students and faculty through complex judicial issues, and he had a front row seat of the evolution of Oxford, Mississippi, from a quiet college town to a vibrant cultural hub. His recently released memoir, The Dean, Memoirs and Missives, is a nostalgic, winsome, wise, humorous, heartbreakingly true chronicle of his experience during his career. All of them, alongside a personal account, are the events and the real people whose lives intersected his and the monumental impact each had on each other. That's the beautiful part of relationships, what happens as a result of. He won a plethora of awards, one including the initial Thomas Frist Award for Outstanding Service. We can go on all day, but let's get to guest two. Dear friend of mine, my publisher, and Sarah Frances Hardy for our One Mississippi Children's book. I've gotten to know him through that, but one heck of an author himself. He's an award-winning creative director, author, and publisher. He's been a newspaper editor, magazine publisher, advertising, and currently resides at Nautilus Publishing in that creative director and publisher role. He lives in Oxford, Mississippi, where he operates a small publishing company. Give me a break. It's not small. Writes plays and essays and teaches memoir writing. In his New York Times best-selling memoir, Sanctuary of Outcasts, which I am begging my son in Hollywood over there, wherever he is, to read this and make the movie because it is going to be unbelievable, which is, I'm telling you, the most colorful, vivid, and pronounced read that I've ever dealt with. And trust me, it takes a lot to hold me with my ADD, whatever it is going on in my brain. He won the Outstanding Author of the Year from Southern Library Association. Barnes & Noble honored him as one of the top three emerging nonfiction authors in America. So I've got the guys together, which teamed up with the book The Dean, the author Sparky Reardon, publisher Neil White. What's up, guys?
Hey, Steve. Good morning.
That's a lot. I'm tired. Goodness gracious. I love seeing you guys together. I've been following you on Instagram, Neil. You guys have been combing the state with this new book. First of all, as a publisher, Neil, how has this journey been so far?
Well, it's just been a pleasure. If you've never encountered Sparky, you've missed really the nicest, most positive person you will ever meet in your life. He makes everybody feel welcome, and he's warm, and he makes you feel like you're just his best buddy. And I've loved it because the book is great. He's fun. And I'll let Sparky talk about this, but I would venture to say that there are between 200 and 300,000 former students who know Sparky by name, feel like they know him personally. And I've had the pleasure of watching them come to these readings and reconnect decades later. It's just been a joy. But let Sparky tell you about it.
Spark, good morning and welcome. You know, I told you many times I got car sick between, I never made it to Alligator without getting car sick in the station wagon in the back, getting my stomach all stirred up to Clarksdale, where you know my family very well.
Well, I'm just listening. I'm listening to you guys and you talk about intersections and connections and everything. And it's just amazing that I know your family as well as I do. And your Uncle Joe was one of my really, role models and heroes. He died far too young as mayor of Clarksdale. And then I know your family. I knew your brother Joe when he was at Ole Miss. And I know Neil was one of my former students. And you mentioned Howard Stovall was one of my former students taught junior high school. So it's as my friend Willie Morris used to say, Mississippi is more of a club than a state. I think that's very true. But, the Neil and I, I had started the book with a wonderful woman named Ann Abadie from Ole Miss, and she unfortunately passed away. And Neil's writing a big book about Clarksdale, and I was traveling with him, and we just kind of started talking. And he said, "How's your book going?" And I told him I thought it hit a roadblock, and he said, "Let's do it." So that was in October of 24. And the book came out in July of 25. So it was a real blessing for us to have that encounter and for the book to happen, and just been overwhelmed by the reception that the book's gotten in the state.
You know, first of all, you deserve, Neil. By the way, folks, the book, The Dean, Memoirs and Missives, Sparky Reardon, it'll blow your minds, and it's Christmas time. So make sure Barnes & Noble, wherever you can get your books, where online, Nautilus Publishing, Square Books. Oh, for sure, Square Books. We can't not say them for sure. They were so good to us. As a guy that doesn't deserve Neil White to be his publisher, because I don't. I'm a songwriter that happens to have a book that has the best illustrator in the world, Sarah Frances Hardy, from right there in Oxford. I'm so grateful for Neil. It's been the best time with him. I've gotten to understand that mind of his. He's a creative guy. Sorry, Neil, I'm talking to you right now. I'm talking like you're not here. Are you in the room? No, Neil, I'm talking to Sparky, though. Neil is such a creative guy that's able to also have business sense. And those two minds usually don't intersect at all. And he's got it, and I love it. Anyway, so it's been a blessing, and I'm very grateful for Neil and the relationship we've developed. Have you guys in the car together, busting through and down Mississippi highways?
We went from Oxford to New Orleans, to the Gulf Coast, and over to New Orleans. And I got back and I texted Neil. I said, "You realize we rode the whole way and never turned the radio on?" So we covered a lot of territory.
Wow. We sure did.
Wow.
We sure
did. Hey, Sparky, the book opens with this really vivid moment in 1968. Hey Jude's on your 8-track recording. I can still see those 8-tracks in the back of my car when I was a kid. Very organized, by the way, in a nice case. Highway 6, we all know it. It's right there in front of you. Baxter Hall waiting. When you look back on that scene now, what emotions flood in first?
Oh, there's kind of an internal warmth that you just feel for having that moment. I can remember, in fact, my roommate, we drove over in his mother's yellow and black Bonneville. And he lives in Greenville now, Bill Walker. And we I look now at students who have interior decorators fix their rooms up for them. He and I made two trips between that car and our room in Baxter Hall and had everything in there. We had a stereo that was the size of a large cardboard box.
Because it had to be.
And we had albums, which were not, that was the heaviest thing we had to carry up there. It's just such, that was just kind of the start of the great memories, and those memories were built on my experiences in Clarksdale.
Wow. Let's take a quick break. Sparky Reardon, author of The Dean. He is the Dean. Memoirs and Missives, available Square Books. Name some more bookstores. Neil, I'm putting you on the spot.
That's fine. I'll be happy to. You got Square Books. You've got Lemuria. You've got Reed's. You've got Mississippi Gift Company. You've got Pastor's Jan Books. You've got Garden District Books in New Orleans. Who am I missing, Sparky?
Novel
in Memphis, yeah. And you want to help Sparky at Square Books, he's only a few behind John Grisham right now in their bestseller this year.
Whoa, my goodness, that's awesome. Sorry, John. We'll take a quick break. Visit Mississippi.org, celebrate Oxford, celebrating Clarksdale, celebrating this incredible book by Sparky Reardon. We'll be right back with Neil White, publisher, author of so many incredible books, and now Sparky Reardon. His name is with one of the elites. There you go. Take down John Grisham. We'll be right back. Sorry, John.
Listen and watch all your favorite Super Talk Mississippi shows live and on demand. Listen to tons of music. Plus, get the latest breaking news from across the state with the Super Talk Mississippi app. The Super Talk Mississippi app. Download the Super Talk app on your iPhone or Android device now for free. Just search Super Talk Mississippi in your app store on your mobile device to get everything Mississippi all in one place. The Super Talk Mississippi app. Get it now.
We're all your glam fever drill. Eating on an Abe's barbecue outside Clarksdale.
I didn't mean to say that about John. I got introduced by John Grisham many years ago at the Ryman, called Mississippi Night at the Ryman, and I thought I was going to explode. It was a heck of a night. It's always a great memory. Speaking of great memories, make some great memories in Mississippi. Go to visit Mississippi.org, plan a road trip. We're up in a beautiful part of Mississippi talking with publisher Neil White for this book called The Dean, Sparky Reardon. The Dean is memoir and missives. It's available everywhere you get books and online. So if you guys can't get out, it's a little too cold, you can order it online. I know you can go to NautilusPublishing.com, or you can also probably get it Amazon, everywhere else that you get books. Neil is nodding yes.
Can I add one thing real quick? Also in Meridian at Hallie Ward Interiors, and in Greenwood at the Mississippi Gift Company, they have copies of the book.
Yeah, he mentioned that. Mississippi Gift Companies, they're fantastic folks.
They're great.
Neil.
Yes.
When you brought something up a minute ago and you said, let's just do it. First of all, what was the roadblock? And second of all, what was the roadblock, Sparky? And Neil, what was keeping Sparky from just advancing the ball and stepping up the plate and knocking it out of the park? What took so long?
Well, I tell you what took so long is I hadn't met Neil. I mean, I've known Neil for a long time, but we really had never talked about the book. And once, you know, the roadblock was that I didn't have a publisher at the time the book was being written. And then when I met Neil, there were no roadblocks. There were no speed bumps. We were full speed ahead. And I think Neil will tell you it's probably pretty unusual to start to talk about a book in October and have it out in July.
Only Neil. I'm telling you, once he gets his mind set on something. All right, so Neil, you had a front row seat to Sparky's memoir as his publisher. And, you know, obviously, as an author, you come to a situation with another author from a great viewpoint. You're not only the guy that is capable of sitting over the top and overseeing everything, you're that guy as well, who's been in Sparky's seat plenty of times, and you still are. What was your first reaction when you read The Dean?
Well, I got to tell you, I knew Sparky was well-read and literate and a good writer, but I had no idea how great a writer he was. And so this was a convergence. It's a publisher's dream. You have somebody who's really well-known, who's got a story to tell and tells it pretty well, or you've got somebody who's this fabulous writer who spends all their time inside and doesn't know anybody. And so there's this convergence of a man who people talk about platforms. Sparky has a platform like nobody else in this state, no other Ole Miss alum. And you combine that with an incredibly well-written book that is compelling and tells great stories. And that's the magic. That's the magic. I mean, I think Square Books may have sold 500 copies before the book ever arrived. We had to go back to a second printing. And Steve, as you well know, we've done five printing of your book because we've been at it a few times. We went back for second printing after 3 weeks. I mean, it's just, it was just, it's a publisher's dream.
I stay there, Neil, for a second. You teach memoir writing, right? And you've lived the vulnerability, which is the key word for songwriters. How vulnerable can you be or willing to be if you're not, go take on another job, because you've got to spill it. You got to go all the way, and there can't be any filters or any fog between you and the listener. What do you see as the number one fear people face when writing their own stories? And then did Sparky have any fear at all?
Well, I think the number one fear is mainly a misunderstanding. They think that thing that nobody has any business telling, that they're mortified of, that they can't put it on the page, when in fact, that's what resonates with the reader. And they go, thank God somebody finally said it. Thank God somebody said they cried. Thank God somebody said this broke my heart. Thank God they said I made this terrible mistake. And that's it. It's counterintuitive. That's why writers, even when bad things are happening in their life, there's this eye up in the air and they're thinking, oh, this is going to be a good story.
I mean, songwriters get so excited when you walk in the room and you're with one of your buddies and they go there and you're going like, I mean, you just want to hug them. No matter how tough the songwriter is, no matter how tough and guarded and will never say I love you and whatever, but some reason they get the pen in their hand and all of a sudden they, all of the, whatever it is that's in front of them, all the armor just melts away. And it's the coolest thing to see, especially old country boys who grew up on the farm and, and you know what I mean? And they're 6'4". And, you know, it's so funny to see all of it just dissolve. And then they're like, just like naked, you know?
That's right. And, Sparky was not only vulnerable, he has this remarkable knack of laughing at himself that is just a delight through the whole book.
Can you feel that sense through the book, Neil, as you're reading it?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a touching book, a compelling book, and it's a funny book.
Talking about the Dean, Memoirs and Missives, Sparky Reardon, the author, Neil White, the publisher, Nautilus Publishing. Books available everywhere you get books. It's Christmas time. Come on. Are you kidding? Okay, so Sparky, being vulnerable, if you look back in your life as a dean and as a leader and being so impactful for so many people that have gone behind you and that you've sort of raised up and being that mentor for so many, was vulnerability something that was key, that was sort of out in the front in your mindset? Or is that something as a writer you sort of went, uh-oh, I've been pretty vulnerable my whole life and I better be even more so now? Was that an easy trait, you know, to come upon here?
I learned early on that one of the truest forms of good communication is self-disclosure. If you can't talk to people about how you feel, then I don't know that you can effectively truly communicate with them. And so as I was writing the book, there was a great fear of, you know, who cares about this? You know, or am I telling too much? Or is this going to make somebody mad? And then finally, you just tell the truth and you put your soul out there. And there were times that I had to rewrite a couple pages because I put too much. And then there were other times I had to rewrite pages because I didn't put enough. And it was particularly, you know, you can't write a book about being the dean of students without writing a book about being yourself. That was, I guess the way I kind of looked at my whole tenure is, hey, this is who I am. This is what you got. It might not be what you want, but you can tell me when I'm ready to go. And nobody ever told me when they were ready for me to go. I just one day said, hey, I've had a great ride. I'm getting ready to take off. But there was fear when I was writing the book. Who cares about this?
So the biggest fear, you're going like, but now when you're in the middle of it, do you, and you're doing it, was it really enjoyable for you? And did you feel free? Did it like set some things out of you that you needed to get rid of?
I had a great time doing it. I guess one of the greatest compliments I've ever heard about that I've heard about the book was, at a signing in Memphis, some former students came up to me, and I've heard this 1,000 times, and they said, "Are we in the book?" kidding around. And this woman standing next to me heard them say that, and she looked at him and said, "We're all in this book." And that kind of just blew me away, that maybe I had written a book about certain instances, but maybe there were instances in there that people couldn't tell if I was talking about them or somebody else.
Yeah. There's a fine line between love and hate. There's a fine line between it all. Right. As we roll on, let's take another quick break. Nautilus Publishing, Neil White, the book by author Sparky Reardon called The Dean Memoirs and Missives. That's hard for me to say. Memoirs and Missives by the Dean, by Sparky Reardon, the Dean. Check it out. It's available everywhere you shop. This man grew up in Clarksdale, Mississippi, the Delta Blues Museum. Probably without that, we don't know if we've got a kingfish. You never know. Those programs that changed the world for so many. Check out Clarksdale, Mississippi. Visit Mississippi.org. Celebrates that town pretty dang cool. We'll be right back. I'm Steve Azar. Hey folks, Steve Azar here. My friends at Guaranty Bank this December are coming together to help make the holidays brighter for children and families in need. Our teams across Mississippi are partnering with local organizations to host a community toy drive, inviting customers, neighbors, and friends to donate now. Unwrap toys throughout the month. At Guaranty Bank, supporting our communities is more than a tradition, it's who we are. Each year, our branches look for meaningful ways to give back, and this holiday season, we are proud to continue that commitment through a cause that brings joy to so many. We are grateful for our customers and communities who show up year after year to support local families. If you have any questions about the toy drive or want to learn more about how to give, please stop by your nearest participating branch. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
You know that nowadays, most people go online to look at a business before they spend their money. What if the online information about your business is incorrect, or even worse, not very flattering? If your online presence isn't great, you may be losing customers. STMM Digital's trusted and highly trained team is the answer. We're ready to work with you to help your business capitalize on the power of digital marketing. Call 601-991-2305 or go to stmmdigital.com to get started today.
You can now watch Super Talk Mississippi on your YouTube, Roku, and on Amazon Fire devices. Plus, you can now watch Super Talk TV live on CSpire TV Channel 70. Just go to supertalk.fm/connect to find out more.
News happens fast.
There's a lot to take in
and a lot to hear
from all across the Magnolia State.
And the foremost spot for Mississippi news is supertalk.fm. Your Mississippi news on air and online. supertalk.fm.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
When I was 16, rocking into a Mississippi Minute. I'm in Oxford, Mississippi right now. Well, my guests are in Oxford on Zoom, and I'm sitting here in my studio in the Mississippi Delta where my traffic are tractors. Just you guys figure that out. This is why we live in Mississippi, and that's why I'm not in Nashville anymore, because my traffic would be cranes and all sorts of stuff. Visit Mississippi.org celebrates the birthplace of America's music. That's what we are. Also, open door number 2, and there's our great authors and writers and publishers that have been lent to us by the man upstairs, and we've been so grateful for the talents. Today's guest, no exception, Sparky Reardon, his book, The Dean, Memoirs and Missives. I'm going to say that 42 times. It's hard to say. It's like saying red leather, yellow leather. Everybody say it. Memoirs and Missives twice. And Neil White, my publisher, and now Sparky Reardon's publisher. Neil White's been the best publisher on planet Earth. We love him so much, and I appreciate him taking the time and putting this book out. The book's available everywhere that you buy a Christmas present from and beyond. So check it out. The Dean, it's out by Sparky Reardon. You originally planned to be a lawyer. What was the exact moment when you felt the pull toward higher education, which obviously was going to be a difference in salary?
Well, I think it, you know, I'm listening to you talk about the Delta and music and all that kind of stuff. I grew up in Clarksdale, Mississippi, where my dad owned WROX radio, and I, you know, knew all of that. Grew up with dances on Friday and Saturday night. And when I was in high school, I was kind of the guy that organized those dances. I was the guy that did the newspaper. So I had all this in my DNA that I was doing this. Well, I got to Ole Miss, and, you know, pre-law was just boring. I mean, I was taking courses. I couldn't see any reason that I needed to know what osmosis was to be a doctor, to be a lawyer. And so I ended up being social chairman of my fraternity, got in trouble with the dean, went to the dean's office, and he was really letting me have it pretty good, but in a kind of way that I appreciated his teaching as he was disciplining. And so I walked out of that office, and I said, somebody's got to do what that guy's doing. Mm-hmm. And I changed my whole course of study, got into education, didn't have a job when I got out at Ole Miss, but I knew that I could come back. So I went and taught for 4 years in Clarksdale and then came back after 4 years. Didn't have a job when I first came back, but I stuck around. Finally, I got a job in admissions and worked my way up to becoming the dean in 2000. So it was a pretty long journey to get to be the dean. I was actually the associate dean for 17 years before I was the dean for 14. So it was, you know, that was the journey there. But I think a lot of it goes to, it was just who I was, is I cared about giving people the opportunity to learn about themselves and to have a good time. And I did.
Sparky, we talk about, or I talk quite a bit about the rearview mirror in this show. It's looking back on those nurturing times in your life, the town you grew up in, obviously the Mississippi Delta and the state of Mississippi, crazy influential when it comes to the arts and any art form. It's something about, you're always, I always feel like, for me, I swear I feel like I'm walking around in a painting. For some reason, it doesn't feel like you're walking around. And I've traveled the world. Basically, I've definitely played every state in the union multiple times. And there's something about the people here that I feel like we're in a movie. I don't understand. But how much of that growing up, looking back, helped you with this process of writing this book? And how far did you go back come full circle when writing this thing?
It's so much of who you. There's no one great event that happens to you that makes you write the book. It's the little things. It's the Friday nights. It's the Saturday afternoons on the lake. It's the early morning fishing trips that you take to DeSoto Lake or Moon Lake or Ward Lake. It's the sitting around the ranch or friends from Greenwood calling you up and saying, hey, we're in the parking lot at Cereo's. Come drink beer. And we would drive from Clarksdale to Greenwood to do that. It was the cotillion dances. It was the, it was all those things that, and every town in the Delta had it. You know, we had I think Greenville had the Candy Stripers and the Reets were in Cleveland, and JB and the Fugitives were in Clarksdale. The Grant Gants were in Greenwood, and they were the soundtrack of what we did. And so, and the food and the ethnic blend of people and just the landscape, this time of year, I like the Delta better than any other time of year when you can just drive and see those naked trees, naked as you call them. Some people get on me for saying naked when I'm supposed to say naked.
No. Either way, it sounds country out of one of us. So
that's right.
Sounds Southern. Southern. Yeah, so, that word doesn't work out.
I think all those things contribute to who we are. And I think that's why when I wrote in the book about the transformation of Oxford, that I attributed the Center for the Study of Southern Culture as one of the contributors to the change in Oxford. I said that Bill Ferris and the Center pulled back the curtain on the South, that the Center showed us a South that we ourselves didn't recognize, that we took for granted. The music, the food, the art, the literature, he brought it all to the forefront. And I think I think we owe him a debt of gratitude for that.
Okay, I got a question. I think, Neil, you guide authors, especially authors writing about institutions, conflict, truth, and people, which is what we're discussing, to balance honesty and grace. How do you do that?
Sure. I mean, that's the secret, is finding that balance. And I think for a writer, you know, I don't know about anybody else. Maybe Faulkner wrote his first draft and it was ready to go. But most people write a draft and then revise it and read it and put it down and revise it and rewrite it. And that's the process of editing by omission to get rid of everything except that truth and that grace and that vulnerability.
We say throwing up on paper, us songwriters. So you just go, right? Yeah. You know, and a lot of it's nonsense, and a lot of it covered up in way too much chocolate. You got to get to the almond quicker. So I totally agree with you there. And then where is the good stuff, right? Where is the stuff that actually is going to matter? And once again, that word vulnerable, well, how far can you go? When you're funny, you got to go all the way. When you're sad, you got to go all the way to the bottom. I mean, you got to talk about it, and that's how you have to feel. You want a sad song, then you got to go deep down into the worst parts of it, and that's when people go, oh, my God, he feels or she feels like me, and that's what connects, right? It connects all those emotions that make us crazy artistic folks very grateful, I can tell you that. How much more of the road trip were you guys on? Are y'all done being in a car without radio?
He has one more event. But
yeah, right, Neil, go ahead.
I think Sparky has one more event, but I was gonna mention something. You know, talking about voice and talking about accent and all that. Sparky about a month ago finished his audiobook version of this, and I wanted him to tell a story. He wrote a letter to the baseball team when we were number one in the country, and COVID hit, and the season was canceled, and they made a video, and Sparky read the letter in a voiceover. Tell them what one of the comments was.
All right, wait 1 second, because they're going to do that on the other side of the break, because I don't want to miss any of this. I don't want it edited out. Sparky Reardon, author of The Dean, Memoirs and Missives. I'm getting better at that. Nautilus Publishing. Neil White, also a great author. Sanctuary of Outcasts. If you guys have never read it, please check it out. Great Christmas gifts this year. Visit Mississippi.org. So grateful for both of these guys. We'll be right back. I'm Steve Azar.
Now, I keep doing it right. I saw the light. Sun came up in the middle of the night. Been doing it wrong for so long. I show I don't know what it finally feels like to be doing it, doing it, doing it.
Hey folks, Steve Azar here. My friends at Guaranty Bank this December are coming together to help make the holidays brighter for children and families in need. Our teams across Mississippi are partnering with local organizations to host a community toy drive, inviting customers, neighbors, and friends to donate now. Unwrap toys throughout the month. At Guaranty Bank, supporting our communities is more than a tradition. It's who we are. Each year, our branches look for meaningful ways to give back, and this holiday season, we are proud to continue that commitment through a cause that brings joy to so many. We are grateful for our customers and communities who show up year after year to support local families. If you have any questions about the toy drive or want to learn more about how to give, please stop by your nearest participating branch. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
You can now watch Super Talk Mississippi on your YouTube, Roku, and on Amazon Fire devices. Plus, you can now watch Super Talk TV live on C Spire TV, Channel 70. Just go to supertalk.fm/connect to find out more.
Listen and watch all your favorite Super Talk Mississippi shows
live and on demand.
Listen to tons of music. Plus, get the latest breaking news from across the state with the Super Talk Mississippi app.
The Super Talk Mississippi app.
Download the Super Talk app on your iPhone or Android device now
for free.
Just search Super Talk Mississippi in your app store on your mobile device to get everything Mississippi all in one place. The Super Talk Mississippi app. Get it now.
Welcome.
a thing, whatever a farmer can dream. Slug burgers, shrimp boil, catfish fried up in oil. Oh, good gosh almighty, just a husk of hot tamale now.
All right, Sparky's on the hot seat right now with a question. Sparky Reardon is my guest. Book is called The Dean, which he certainly was one heck of a one until he decided to put the robe up. Author of The Dean, Memoirs and Missives, Sparky Reardon, publisher Neil White at Nautilus Publishing, my guest today. Visit Mississippi.org. Celebrates the Writer's Trail. We have the Blues Trail Markers, the Writer's Trail Markers, the Freedom Trail Markers, and the Country Trail Markers. Incredible. You can go as far as here to Liverpool on the Blues Trail Markers. So check it out. Plan a road trip. You'll never get off of it, and you'll be so proud of your Mississippi. Sparky, the question, Neil, was?
Sparky has done an audiobook, and yes. this is an example of the kind of story Sparky tells. Sparky, why don't you tell him about the letter you wrote to the baseball team?
Yeah, I wrote in 2020. When COVID hit, we were 19-1 and number one in the country, and they shut down the baseball season. I'm a huge Ole Miss baseball fan, a good friend of Mike Bianco's, and I'd spoken to the team many times over the years. Well, when they got shut down, my heart was broken for the team, so I wrote a letter to them and just saying what we thought of them, you know, how we empathized with what they were going through, and Mike put it in each of their lockers. And it got put on Facebook, and then the video department at Ole Miss called me and said they wanted to do a video. Would I read the letter, and they would put the video behind it? And we did, and it's on YouTube now. You can look at it. It got well over 150,000 views, and I was looking at it, and I read the comments, and somebody said, "That's a beautiful video, but who's that narrating? Forrest Gump?" And so I've always been self-conscious about my voice on
welcome to being critiqued. No matter what you do, no, it just somebody's gonna say something.
I said to Sparky, you know, we should talk about an audiobook. And he told me that story, and I said, now we got to do it. But nobody, Sparky's got such a great Delta accent and voice. Nobody else could have done it. So. It's available everywhere audiobooks are available too.
I got to read this. So Sparky, he remembers driving straight on 2-lane Highway 6 from Clarksdale to Oxford through a prolonged muggy summer rain shower in late August of 1968. With Hey Jude blaring from his 8-track cassette, he and his roommate rolled onto the Ole Miss campus, unloaded their meager belongings at the old Baxter Hall, and enthusiastically began a new chapter of their young lives. Despite the milestone, there was no fanfare and no parents in sight on move-in day. That is the way we did things in those days, simple and no frills, except we talked about the PA system. I don't call it a stereo because the speakers were either Sirwin Vegas or Clips, and they were like, they weighed like about 90 pounds each with those big magnets on them. And obviously our receivers and our cassette decks, everything else were about 10 inches tall. I mean, it covered up most of our car. We didn't have we didn't have luggage or clothing. We had a stereo.
Hey, I got to stop you right there and correct you. In 1968, a stereo was a turntable and
oh, that's right.
An amplifier and two speakers that you could carry up one in each hand. So quite as advanced as y'all
well,
were.
Well, no, you were more advanced. I forgot that you guys didn't have cassettes. Came out, I guess, in my time.
And, can I tell a Dr. Lamar story?
Sure, come on.
I had a student, a fraternity called me one Saturday afternoon and said, "Hey, Sparky, Chase is in the hospital. He had a wreck and he's torn up his leg." So I knew Chase, and Chase, he wanted me to come to the hospital before his parents. So I got there, the old hospital, and he was there. He had had a beer or two, and he hit a tree, and he broke his femur in half. And Dr. Lamar was there, and he told Chase, he said, "Chase, you've got a compound fracture of your femur, and I need to operate immediately." Well, Chase, in his drunken haze, said, "Doc, I need a second opinion." And the doctor said, well, you do whatever you want to, but I need to operate. So Chase looked over at me and said, Sparky, do you think I ought to let him operate? And I said, yeah, Chase, I think you probably
should. The second opinion. And that says it all. All right, we ran out of time. I just want to say one thing. My buddy Michael Arruzzioni, Miracle on Ice, one of the greatest moments in sports history, beat the Russians. Trinidad Shambliss has been groomed for the moment without having a coach and an offensive coordinator under Coach Golding, who's a Delta boy, so proud of him. What the doctor ordered is what I'm saying, speaking of the doctor. What will be the story if Trinidad makes a run with his Ole Miss Rebels and that D2 kid with all that experience? It will be one of the greatest moments in sports. We don't have time to talk about that. I just wanted to let you guys know. Be on the lookout. Visit Mississippi.org. Thank you guys for a wonderful, wonderful run together. Let's keep going. And late into my year number 8, it's Christmas time. The book is The Dean by Sparky Reardon, published by Neil White. I appreciate them so much being here. Check it out, The Dean, Memoirs and Missives. We'll see you later. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
I'm Steve Azar. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them, where you can take your sweet time.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.